the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. This has been such a crazy flu season that we recruited someone to talk to you a little more about it. It was occasioned by a question that one of you sent in sometime in the last 3 days. The question basically says, and I'll try and read it exactly. I heard the flu shot missed the major cause of flu this year, so I should skip it, right, since it's already January and I missed it, and just try chicken soup if it hits me, correct? Well, we recruited, and this is a wonderful guest. Susan Rehm is Vice Chair of the Department of Infectious Disease and Executive Director of Physician Health at the Cleveland Clinic. She's been active in medical education and has served as the Program Director for the Cleveland Clinic's Infectious Disease Fellowship and its Internal Medicine Program Director. So, Susan, thank you for coming, and thank you for agreeing to share some knowledge about the flu this year. What did the shot miss it?
Well, first of all, Mike, thanks for letting me come on this show. I think this is such an important time to talk about influenza and, in particular, to talk about flu vaccine, because to get right to the point from your reader question or your listener question, it is not too late to get the flu vaccine, and although the vaccine is a partial miss, it still should be given because there is some protection that will hopefully ensue from getting the vaccine. You know that every year the experts take a look at the viruses, the influenza viruses that are circulating in the southern hemisphere, and they make their best estimate of what's going to be circulating here in the northern hemisphere when the flu season starts up here.
So
they got the strains right, but one of them changed a little bit.
So they make that estimate in February, as I understand it.
Yes, February, March of the year before.
So, and this, but it's still, in other words, three of the four are correct. One mutated a little bit, that's the H3N2, but obviously you'll get protection in the future from that. But
correct.
And the other three.
Right. You still need protection against the other three, and they believe there's partial protection, even though the strain has drifted, against the H3N2. But we know it's very common as flu season goes on for the type of virus that's dominating to change. And many years we start out with A strains and end up with B strains toward the springtime. So that's another good reason to get vaccinated. But it really is the most important thing that people can do to help to prevent the flu.
Now, another question that came in, that just came in now, is, and anyone can send us questions at udocs, udocs@gmail.com. Another question that came in is, a friend of mine, when he gets sick, and he is now, is coughing, but how do I teach him to cough into his elbow, and does that really work?
Using good personal habits, like covering a sneeze, covering a cough, and so on, is actually also a very important part of preventing flu spread. Obviously, one important thing is if you can avoid being around sick people, do so. That's what they call social distancing, and that is the ultimate in trying to stay away from the virus. But obviously, we're always around people who are ill, whether it's flu or colds or something else. And it does help to cough into the elbow. The flu virus and other respiratory viruses, if the cough or sneeze is not covered, spread in a 6-foot radius around the person who is coughing or sneezing.
So if someone who's coughing on a plane,
that breaks that radius a little bit.
Someone who's coughing on a plane, for example, it might be 3 seats either way.
Absolutely. And obviously the concentration is highest for the people closest. But it is something that does work. We don't use the hand because obviously if you cough or sneeze into your hand and then the next thing you do is touch another person, touch yourself, touch a surface, that could potentially spread things as well. But the airborne route is really the one that's most important for spreading flu. It's actually spread by tiny droplets. So this then kind of goes into a social situation. How does one politely and respectfully ask someone to reduce the virus that they're spreading? So, you know, I think we all can make our own script and kind of depends on how well you know the individual or whatever. If somebody is coughing or sneezing, it maybe handing them a tissue and saying, oh, looks like you're not feeling so well. Here's a tissue. Would you like to do this? Or here's some hand sanitizer. Would you like to cleanse your hands after you've coughed? Those types of things are something that you can do in the moment.
Now, this has been a different flu season in that it's infected people in the middle ages rather than just the old or the young. Is that true, or is that just was that just initially?
You know, last year was one of those years where we had an inversion of the usual pattern. Last year, we had a lot of illness in the age range, let's say between 18 and 64 years of age. So far this year, the two groups that are getting hit hardest with regard to hospitalizations are the group of people 65 years of age and older, and children under the age of 5. So this is more like the usual year, but a very important point is that anyone is at risk for complications of flu. We worry about people who have underlying medical conditions. Even asthma can be considered a chronic condition. We worry about pregnant women. We know they are at increased risk for flu complications and so on. But complications of flu can happen to anyone. And as a matter of fact, I was looking at the last week's CDC data. There have been 21 deaths among children so far this year due to flu, and half of those children were perfectly healthy. It is just shocking and a real tragedy when something is potentially preventable and potentially treatable. And I think that's another important point to talk about is the fact that there are antiviral medications to treat influenza if it comes up.
Well, now, that brings up another one. The person's question was, should they try chicken soup? Is it a myth that chicken soup works, or is it the truth? And where is that in relationship to zinc lozenges, vitamin C, and Tamiflu or Relenza?
Well, it happens that my alma mater, the University of Nebraska, did a study on chicken soup, but did it with a cold. And it appeared that chicken soup does help you feel better through a cold. But unfortunately, it really doesn't attack the influenza virus. And these prescription antiviral medications are the only thing that act directly on the virus. They slow down the replication of the virus, and people who get prescription antiviral medications may feel better faster. They may stop spreading disease as quickly and as much as they had before, and the illness may be a little bit less severe. But it's important with prescription antiviral medications that they be started as soon as possible after the symptoms begin, optimally within 48 hours of the beginning of symptoms. The CDC has just this week put out additional recommendations to doctors to remind them to think about giving antiviral medications to people who have influenza, particularly those who have underlying medical conditions.
When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion on the flu this year with Dr. Susan Rehm, Vice Chair of Infectious Disease at the Cleveland Clinic. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.